This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Claddon, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of September the 18th. And yes, it's an hour of great music from the 1980s. Now, first up this week is a song by Queen. It is the fifth and final single from their 1989 studio album of the same name. It was composed by the entire band, though Freddie Mercury and John Deacon were the main writers. It was released as a single in November 1989. The song describes several of God's creations, great and small, such as great buildings like the Golden Gate Bridge, the Taj Mahal, and the Tower of Babel, all described as miracles in the song. Yet one miracle we're all waiting for is peace on earth and an end to war. The song also references well-known figures such as Captain Cook, Cain and Abel, and Jimi Hendrix. It's Queen with The Miracle.
Every drop of rain that falls in Sahara Desert says it all, it's a miracle. All God's creations, great and small, the Golden Gate and the Taj Mahal, that's a miracle.
Thank you.
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Queen with The Miracle from 1989. Up next is a 1981 single by Hall & Oates and the title track from their album of that year. The song was released in August 1981. The song was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 2 weeks in November 1981. This single was the band's third of six number one hits, the first two being Rich Girl and Kiss on My List, and their second number one hit of the 1980s. It was succeeded in the number one position by Olivia Newton-John's Physical, which was coincidentally succeeded by another single from Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That. In New Zealand, the song reached number 19. The music video features the band dressed as stereotypical film noir style, trench coat wearing private detectives. It's Hall & Oates with Private Eyes.
Of a
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Hall & Oates with Private Eyes from 1981. Up next is a song composed by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly, who originally recorded it under the name I-10 on their 1983 album Taking a Cold Look. American rock band Heart released the song as the first single from their 9th studio album Bad Animals in May 1987. Their version is a power ballad that begins with a piano line and a subdued vocal from Ann Wilson, leading to a synth-led hard rock chorus. Tom Kelly, the song's co-author, and himself an experienced session singer, provided the high harmony parts on the record. The song spent 3 weeks at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 in July 1987. It ranked number two on the Billboard year-end top pop singles of 1987. It's Heart with Alone. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Heart with Alone from 1987. Up next is a song by the British musical duo Eurythmics, released as the second single from their fifth studio album, Be Yourself Tonight. The song was released in June 1985. It features a harmonica solo by American musician Stevie Wonder. Upon its release, the song became Eurythmics' first and to date only number one single in the United Kingdom, reaching number one in July 1985, whilst also topping the charts in Finland, Ireland and Norway. The song also reached the top 10 in Australia, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, the Netherlands and Sweden, while peaking at number 22 on the US Billboard Hot 100. In New Zealand, it reached number 5. It's Eurythmics and There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart.
Playing with my heart, yeah. Na 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 na.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Eurythmics, and There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart, from 1985. Up next is a 1984 single from Australian rock band Cold Chisel, the second released from the album 20th Century, and the first to be issued after the band's official breakup. The song was released in March 1984. The vocals are shared between Ian Moss and Jimmy Barnes. It just missed out on becoming the band's third top 10 single, stalling at number 11 on the Australian chart for 2 weeks. But it remains one of Cold Chisel's highest charting songs. The album track features ambient noise recorded in Sydney's King's Cross district, including the sound of motorbikes, strip club spruikers, and crowds of drunks, recorded by author Don Walker on a portable stereo. It's Cold Chisel and Saturday Night.
Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Cold Chisel with Saturday Night from 1984. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, it will be more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now up next is Iron Maiden's fifth single, released in June 1981, and would be their last with singer Paul Di'Anno. It served as the second single from Killers. According to drummer Nico McBrain, the track is a remake of one of the band's earlier songs, entitled Floating, of which this song is a faster rearrangement. It was the group's least successful single, as it failed to break into the top 50 in the UK charts, although the group's manager Rod Smallwood states that this was because it wasn't really a single, it was just lifted off the album, which the fans already had. It's Iron Maiden with Purgatory. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Iron Maiden with Purgatory from 1981. Up next is the second single by musician Howard Jones, released in November 1983 from the album Humans Lib. It reached number 2 in the UK singles chart, becoming the singer's highest chart placing to date. In the US, it peaked at number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was originally entitled Love on the demo tape, which Howard Jones recorded in 1982, which itself was available at his gigs. Howard Jones also used the question mark motif around this time on posters advertising his gigs, posters which also hung behind him on stage at his early 1980s marquee club appearances, and which read simply, Howard Jones. It's Howard Jones and What Is Love? At 8, and that was Howard Jones and What Is Love from 1983. Up next is a song by British synth-pop group The Human League. It was released in November 1981 as the fourth single from their third studio album, Dare. It's the band's best-known and most commercially successful song. It was the biggest selling UK single of 1981, that year's Christmas number one, and has sold over 1.56 million copies in the UK, making it the 23rd most successful single in UK singles chart history. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 in the US in July 1982, where it stayed for 3 weeks. It also reached number one in New Zealand. In November 1983, Rolling Stone named it the breakthrough song of the second British invasion of the US. In 2015, the song was voted by the British public as the nation's seventh favourite 1980s number one in a poll for ITV. It's the Human League and Don't You Want Me. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was the Human League and Don't You Want Me from 1981. Up next is a song by Australian rock group In Excess, released as the first single from the band's fourth album, The Swing. It was written by Michael Hutchins and Andrew Farris and produced by Nile Rodgers. It was released as a single in December 1983, and it became the group's first single to reach the Australian top 10, reaching number one in early 1984. It was the group's only number one hit in Australia. The song also reached number 20 in Canada, number 58 in the US, and number 6 in New Zealand. Daryl Hall sings the chorus with Michael Hutchins. The music video was filmed in Japan and features INXS singing on motorbikes as a fairground is set up and taken down around them. It's INXS with Original Sin.
White boy.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was In Excess with Original Sin from 1983. This week's last song is the fourth track on the 1986 Genesis album Invisible Touch. The song was released in August 1986. It was released as the second single from the LP in the UK and the fifth single in the US. The single was a success in America during the summer of 1987, and it reached number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart. The song was only performed live during the 1986 North American legs during the Genesis 1986-87 Invisible Touch World Tour. In New Zealand, the song reached number 30. The song is featured in the 2000 American crime thriller American Psycho, as well as the 1986 British neo-noir film Mona Lisa. And for the latter, the song won the Most Performed Song from a Film award at the BMI Film and TV Awards in 1988. It's Genesis and In Too Deep.
Only thinking about myself. somebody else. But listen, you know I love you, but I just can't take this. You know I love you, but I'm playing for keeps. Although I need you, I'm not gonna make this. You know I want to, but I'm in too deep. You know I love you, but I just can't take this. You know I love you, but I'm I want to, but I'm in too deep. You know I love you, but I just can't take it. You know I love you, but I'm playing for my keeps. Although I need you, I'm not gonna make this.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Genesis and In Too Deep from 1986. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now make sure to check out our website at Manawatu Two Peoples Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show/the80s at 8. Also, check us out on Facebook. So, until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.